This segment is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60. Houston area schools have healthy breakfasts available every morning. Get more details from your school. It's Texans 360, and the draft is a wrap. Our entire draft special is tomorrow night at this time right here on ABC 13. Now, it's the 14th draft in Texans history. And speaking of Texans history, I kind of like to reminisce. You know that. Let's hear from an original Houston Texan who works here in town. You might have heard of him, Seth Payne.
Gary Walker, Tony Baselli, and I all came over from Jacksonville. Jacksonville was in cap misery. And everybody in Jacksonville knew that there was a chance to dump a lot of salary in Houston with the Texans. So there was a lot of speculation as to who would end up going to Houston on the team that entire season. And then we got brought here for their pre-expansion draft physicals and kind of figured it out that we were definitely coming. We knew that was the deal getting into it that season. We had 5-6 rookies at times playing on offense. David Carr was a rookie, and all the veterans were on defense. So a game like that, as weird as it was, but going up into Pittsburgh in cold weather and beating an established good NFL team in that year, those were one of those few bright moments that nobody would have predicted, and it was a lot of fun. I played for Tom Coughlin, who is a Bill Parcells coaching tree guy, just as Bill O'Brien, even though he never worked for Parcells, he's in that tree. And I think the one common thing you find among all those coaches is that if you do your job, the coach is going to like you. So I think a lot of guys that I played with, I think and played for Tom Coughlin or Dom Capers would like to play for Bill O'Brien. My wife and I had moved back up to upstate New York because we're both from there and we wanted to be closer to our families. And then we moved up into her rural hometown area. And after about a year or two, we realized that as much as we liked being around family, we liked being around civilization more. And around the same time, I'd been calling in and doing hits on the radio. John Granato used to call me a lot. So it just, it planted a seed that I'd like to get back to Houston, and I'd like to get back into doing something that I realized the only thing I'd really trained to do my whole life was around football, either playing football, which I couldn't do anymore, or at the very least talking about football. My first year as a full-time broadcaster was when the Texans were 2-14, and there were still guys on the team that I knew and had played with. And to tell the truth as I saw it about the things that were going on that team was really, really hard to do. And I still had fun. So after going through that 2-14 season, I can't ever see me being miserable in this job. I had fun, as much heartache as there was watching those guys go 2-14. I had fun doing it that season, so I imagine I'll have fun doing it through whatever. The hardest thing for me has been just to be critical of players, because you put yourself in your shoes and you remember the times that you were criticized, sometimes unfairly. So I try to remember as a broadcaster to approach it like I'm a coach, like I'm a good coach that talks about what guys need to do instead of what guys aren't doing, and talk about it from a perspective where this guy's capable of playing better. He just needs to do this. And in that respect, at least you're giving positive, constructive criticism versus just being one of these guys that says, this guy's trash or that guy's trash. I save that for when we talk about the Colts and the Titans.
More from Seth Payne coming up a bit later on in the show. But right now, you saw in a recent Texans 360 episode that Erica and Garrett Graham are having a big event. Well, how did it go?
This is our first one, and had a great turnout, sold everything out, so just looking forward to getting it started.
We've had so much support from the Houston community, and the McNair Foundation is our title sponsor, so we're so thankful for them, and we're really excited about what we can do in the city.
Yeah, so it's Project 88 Foundation, and our focus is to get advisors into HISD schools to try and get these kids thinking about college and get them into college. So we teamed up with Advise Texas through Texas A&M, and so far it's been great, and they're here tonight to help support us.
Yeah, it's been so fun. I mean, I taught high school last year at a low-income high school, Cristo Rey Jesuit, so we've always kind of had a passion to help underserved students, and now we get to bring more college advisors to HISD public schools, and we also have a summer camp next summer for 100 students. So we're really excited about what we have planned, and tonight is kind of going to kick it off and determine what we can do with the amount we raise.
Garrett Graham, a former fourth-round draft choice of this team. The draft is done, and our special is tomorrow. Next up, though, Rick Smith earlier this week gave us some important updates on how some very big issues are progressing for these Houston Texans. And, you know, it wouldn't be an episode of Texans 360 without the cheerleaders. They're coming up as well. Stick around.